You're listening to The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane on Toronto's Zoomer Radio. The federal budget delivered a big-ticket housing program for millennial and Gen Z voters, a multi-billion dollar commitment to be paid in part with a tax hike on the rich and corporate Canada. Support for more housing was a key ask from the City of Toronto. So was funding for newcomers to Canada who settle here, plus a school nutrition program, money for infrastructure, including subway trains. What else did Toronto want, and what did we actually get? Our guest is Jennifer McKelvey, Deputy Mayor for the City of Toronto and Councillor for Scarborough Rouge Park. Good to have you back on the show, Deputy Mayor McKelvey.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Listen, I think the last time we spoke with you, you were about to take your daughter on this great travel adventure.
That's right. That's right. It was 2 weeks in a car with a 16-year-old, and we both came back.
Yeah. And are you planning another one for this year?
So we are talking about that. We were thinking of going out to Bonaventure, out in and the Gaspé Coast in Quebec.
That's beautiful.
More than 350 years ago. So it'd be nice to go there.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, the whale watching is fabulous, of course, along the St. Lawrence. And do you speak French?
I do. And hers is pretty new, so I think it would be good for both of us.
Oh, wow, well, that's amazing. You must have had a good time locked in the car together for two full weeks.
You played a lot of Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Right. Nothing wrong with that.
Jennifer, the mayor was fairly positive in response to the federal budget because of the dedication to building new and affordable homes. So how important is that piece to the future of Toronto and in fixing the affordability crisis?
It is beyond important. We just can't stress enough how important it is. And there are some really great initiatives in here on the housing front, expansion of the Housing Accelerator Fund, the federal government doing their part to unlock more land, removing the GST on rental housing. So a lot on that will really help us accelerate building housing, but also more importantly, a lot to support people that are homeless right now and the many refugees that we have coming to the City of Toronto.
Line 2 subway trains need refurbishing or replacing. What was the infrastructure money like from Ottawa to Toronto? Was there any?
So there was infrastructure money, but not necessarily dedicated to transit that's announced here. It's really infrastructure that will support housing, things like water, wastewater, stormwater, waste, collections, different things that need to be expanded as you develop new homes. They do, though, have in their commitment that they are renewing the permanent transit infrastructure fund in 2026. So we will keep our fingers crossed on that. And we have a commitment from the provincial government that requires matching contributions from the federal government. It's part of the new deal that we have with the province. So I'm really hopeful that we will be in a good position to access those funds in 2026. And we already meet all the criteria that they have outlined there, right? We really have ensured that we have density that's coming around our transit hubs, that, we're decreasing parking, making lands available for more housing around transit. So hopefully we're in a good position for 2026.
Right. And there could be a new Conservative government in place during that year. So it's a bit up in the air as to whether that money will actually come through, right?
I mean, there's always that possibility, but I think every government that could get elected must realize how important it is that we continue to build public transit, how important it is to supporting that growth that's happening in housing. And we saw with the derailment of the Scarborough RT last year just how important it is that we are keeping our existing system in good shape. And this subway cars, they're much needed. The ones we have are getting old, and we need to get on with ordering them. It takes a long time to order them, to build them, and I'm confident that any government in 2026 should do the right thing and support it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's ideal, and we would all agree with you. But does the city take a look at the current government, see where they're landing in polls, and then look at all of the promises that have been made and do a bit of a reality check on what the likelihood is that all of this stuff is going to get done before the next election?
Well, we know our priorities, and our priorities don't change with the federal government's change. We have a commitment to be net zero by 2040. We know that we want to build 285,000 new homes over 10 years. That's a commitment that we have. We have $30 billion in construction already underway to build transit, and we know that we need subway cars for that transit. So I think our needs are very, very clear, and certainly as we head into the next federal election, whenever that is, we'll have to make that case to all parties and make sure that they are there to continue to step up and support the City of Toronto.
And certainly, Deputy Mayor, it was encouraging to see money for arts and culture, TIFF, Harbourfront Centre, and ROM.
It was. And I think that the arts are often during budgetary bad times, so to speak, when things are tight, that don't receive funding. So it is good to see that the funding was there for TIFF of $23 million over 3 years, you know, much needed with their major sponsor walking away, unfortunately, and $10 million for Harbourfront Centre, which is a great hub for arts and culture in the City of Toronto.
Yeah, Deputy Mayor and Toronto City Councillor Jennifer McKelvey, and awesome mom. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.